That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 to TNN Raven. If you smile in your mugshot picture, that's all I need to know about you. Mm. You know, I just don't understand how you can smile like when you're being accused of such terrible things, you know?
I think you're talking about the Wes Safen story.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go into too much detail because truly it makes me sad and feel sick inside.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, there. A couple burned a dog on 4th of July here in Connecticut, and they found the remnants of the dog's body, and they finally get them. And the woman is beaming ear to ear. And I'm like, what are you smiling at?
I'll tell you right now that the luckiest thing that's happening for them is that they're of the belief that the dog was deceased at the time of this burning, because that changes the charges quite a bit. But I'm unhappy with that. I feel like if they had the evidence to charge them with the fact that the dog was alive, they most certainly would have done that. So I know that everybody did the best work that they could do on the case.
Right.
But it's extremely upsetting. Yeah. It was also quite moving to see some of our client partners and so forth on a serious note to come forward with some serious reward offers in this situation.
Yeah.
But it's terrible. More should be done. We're hearing terrible stories about dog abuse. There is always an alternative to surrender an animal. Always.
Yep.
An alternative. So you should reach out to somebody, but I hope that they get all that's coming to them.
I do too. And I'm looking at it and it irks me. Yeah. Her smile
If you were employing somebody like that, what would you do?
I know that there
are laws and stuff like that to protect things like that, but consider the merit of the people that are charged in this case.
Bye-bye. Yep.
See you later.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We no longer need your services.
I got one for you here. On a lighter note, if you get so lit at your rehearsal dinner that you can't make it through your wedding ceremony the next day without lurching, that's all I need to know about you.
I just read this article about where we should stop having rehearsal dinners because people get too drunk and then they can't make it through the wedding.
It is a celebration. It does happen. I have a rehearsal dinner tonight, so everybody let's be on our best behavior. All these people have been through this before, so they know. But I've seen this before, so let's all of us maintain this evening.
Is that more of a warning for yourself?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I had to put it out there this morning.
A polite warning out there. Yeah, I get it.
My favorite thing in the world is when the bride comes back through the wedding, like halfway through, like, I'm back!
Right.
Right. That's the rally right there.
2.5 hours later.
That's the rally.
Producer Christian?
If you have those bright bulbs that on your car, I don't know what they're called, neon bulbs, xenon bulbs, whatever they're called, if you have them and they're boring directly into my skull and I cannot escape them, that's all I need to know about you.
Are those, some of them are factory now though, right? Don't they just come with certain cars?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You're seeing through my car into my soul.
Yeah, right.
Wait till you're 40 and you can't see anything at night anyway.
Right.
Because that's coming. On. That happens.
They have gotten extremely brighter,
it's
right?
So bright. I feel like I'm 100. Like, get those lights out of my face.
I remember saying to grandma when I was like, you know, you're riding around with grandma back in the day, and you'd be like, grandma, why do you go so slow at night? You'd be like 2:25 when everybody's going so fast, I can't see anything. Now I'm like that at night.
Well, it's true. I thought about it the other night. I'm like,
why
I don't
is it
like,
so glaring?
I don't like to drive at night anymore. I'm like, that's an old person thing to say, Anna.
100%.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. We did it.
What did we do?
We posted something and it went viral on Facebook.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. And it's so funny how you never know what it's going to be that like picks up steam and gets shared around a billion times.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So all it is was I created an image and it said, if your obituary was only 3 words, what would they be? What would those 3 words be?
Right. Basically the things that killed you or the description of your life or whatever it may be.
I mean,
could be anything. 3 words, though.
Convey to the world
right.
What about you they should know after you're dead.
It's kind of like an obituary haiku.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking about it because it's like if you had to really just narrow your life down, right, just into a bite-sized piece.
You had to character edit yourself just to get it all the way down to those letters.
What would those 3 words be? If you want to chime in, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999. I was thinking for me, 3 words, my obituary. When I was a teenager, for some reason, and I don't know, you probably did it too, where you would spell was, W-U-Z, right? Like that was the cool way to do it.
No.
When I moved out of my house
once in my life, but okay.
Yeah, I wrote Anna was here in my old bedroom before I moved out.
Yeah, really street.
Anna was here. Right. I was 12.
You showed them. Right.
That's what's going to be.
It's like the Donnie Wahlberg of gangster writing.
Right.
Right. Good job.
Thank you. That's what's going to be in my obituary. Anna was
Anna
here.
Was wow. here.
W-U-Z. W-U-Z. Anna was here.
Wow, she was so cool.
She was here.
Wow.
She was the coolest. She's not here anymore, but right. She was here.
She was here at one point.
It's street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I got you beat on that one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How about 8 till exploded?
8 till exploded. I mean, that's
what happened. It was going along. I was fine. And then I 8 till I exploded.
Okay.
How about this one?
Yeah.
Cat suffocated face. You see those videos with those cats? They're always climbing on people's faces.
Yeah.
And then they're like, while people are sleeping and that type of thing. It's just weird. People die like that. All right, man.
Get your cat off your face.
How about this one? Silent but deadly. Huh?
Listen, there is nothing about you that's silent.
I'm just saying is that it could happen, all right? That's all I'm saying.
There's nothing. It's the only time your wife is going to get a little quiet is when you're probably dead.
All right, I've got another one. got another one for you here. This one happens from time to time, depending on what you give the dog. Uh-huh. Dog Dutch oven.
Ew. It's disgusting.
When they sleep in the bed, sometimes stuff like that happens, man.
Here lies Raven, died from his dog.
Right.
Dog Dutch oven.
Dutch oven. That's disgusting. All I would say. I feel like that's the thing that you would see walking through the cemetery, and you'd know exactly what happened.
You don't think it's weird that two of your deaths are caused by your own animals?
Oh, you know, I mean, it's...
Are they secretly plotting your demise?
Those are cats, typically. Typically
yeah,
cats.
That's
I mean, very
true.
They're known for that. Mm. And lastly, this one for my Connecticut types, paid too much.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
All right. I mean, yeah, I just had to do it. You know, there's that contingent that would have been very upset. I see you in your car, sir. I know you would have been mad had I not said it.
It's kind of remarkable how yours was eight and exploded. Mine was death by cheesecake.
Death by cheesecake. That's nice.
Can you die by that?
And I believe it's also a trademarked phrase, right? It's like one of those death by chocolate things right there. So you owe somebody 25 cents.
Well, there you go.
Mine would be too much salt. I had so much soy sauce in my fingers, my rings didn't fit this morning.
It's worth it, though. Getting some sleep.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
I'm looking at our Facebook messages, which you can also chime in. You can search Anna and Raven on Facebook. And some of them are great. Kevin wrote, delete browser history. Oh, that seems really questionable.
He's been erased.
Yeah.
He's been erased.
Yeah.
I guess he's putting himself in the matrix in that, and then he's questioning his existential existence, whether or not he was ever even here. It's kind of deep.
No, or more or less, he has things that he doesn't want people to see, and he's telling them to delete his browser history.
There's that, too.
Wait, here's my favorite. Karen wrote, Cain saw conquered. What if your obituary had a misspelling? Your last name?
You're in the afterlife like, no!
No! Right. I meant to say Cain.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Man.
I thought you were saying something else.
Yeah.
Like, saw.
Yep, no.
Cain beaten with a cane. I don't know. Right.
Just really fond of Cains.
Shelley wrote, was always right. Nice.
There you
see what you did there.
Trying to get the last word thing there.
Right.
Last word freak.
Susan said, watch your back, which that's kind of creepy. Watch, I'm coming for you.
Right.
Just keep walking by. Yeah. You want to chime in, too? You can always call us 1-800-330-9999 or let us know on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. If your obituary was only three words, what would they be?
You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
This is my George Foreman feminized grill.
Call now. We'll give you a second set. Absolutely free.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. It's our Anna and Raven Amazon product review. Here's what we do. We look at things that we have bought on Amazon, and then we try them out for you, and we let you know if they're good or not. It's really easy, right?
Well, frankly, the ads are very enticing. For Amazon, for anything out there, we're all looking for a miracle product now.
I'm embarrassed to admit this.
Okay.
But so every month, I have formula delivered to my home for my baby and Dakota, and I have never tried the formula once. My sister came over, and she told me, Raven, she's like, you don't try the baby's formula before you give it to her. And I am kind of embarrassed to admit that I've never tried it for baby Dakota.
Okay.
And my daughter, Hayden, who's 10 years old, I never tried it for her either. It smells disgusting.
I mean, what are you supposed to be tasting for, right? Do they have, like, a sommelier for baby formula? I'm not sure that they do.
Jeez.
Would you know good formula versus bad formula if you find it? It's like trying to pick out fruit.
Absolutely not.
Nobody knows what you're doing tapping the melon.
Right.
You don't know what you're doing. Oh. You convinced yourself you know something, but you don't know anything.
So as always, what we do is we look at the Amazon reviews. So here's one. 1 out of 5, disappointed. We use the same formula from local store and it's perfect, but after using it through Amazon, baby gets sick.
Ooh, baby gets sick?
Baby gets sick.
Did they misspell and they didn't use proper English?
I feel like they keep it outside in the sun.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think we should store our formula
Somebody would have probably noticed that if they had seen it or whatever it may be.
But
now, do you immediately dismiss a review if it has a misspelling in it? Because I do. I'm like, that's fake.
No.
I'm like, that's a fake. Although, have you ever tried to text when you're angry? You can't text properly. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's true.
That's why you're not supposed to text when you're
angry. But I think the same thing. I'm like, it's somebody in another country. They're being paid. It's a Russian bot.
Exactly.
Right.
This 3-star review does not have misspelling, which makes it even more awkward. 3 stars. I began drinking the formula as a substitute for my protein powder after my workouts.
Good.
What?
No.
I blended it with bananas and peanut butter.
Right.
It doesn't have the same taste as my usual post-workout shakes, but it'll do in a pinch.
Right.
What?
That's good.
Baby formula.
Baby formula.
This guy is working out so much that he finds himself in a pinch for getting enough protein after a workout. There are about a dozen things wrong with this.
There's like things you can actually eat that are food that have protein in them.
Gosh.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here is the...
Like an actual baby.
Just go straight.
All right.
Funny, I don't know how to mix this without the bottle, so I actually brought in one of Dakota's bottles.
He's trying to absorb the spirit of it. So wait a minute. So you mix it with water?
Yeah.
See, I don't even know how the process works.
Yeah, so you measure out the... it comes with scoops. You measure out the amount of formula, and it's like a kind of a calculation for the water, too.
Right.
Right.
It's the same thing with pool testing.
Okay.
I was going to say, it is like protein powder.
Right. Yeah, it does look like
it's
protein
like adding
powder.
Chlorine to my...
Yeah, it has a lot of protein.
Okay.
I'm still not going to eat it, though.
Here we go. So now we put the powder inside the bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot of formula.
Well, I'm only making 4 ounces. Now think about it. Dakota drinks 7 ounces at a time. She drinks 30 ounces a day of this.
It's a thirsty baby.
She's a big
girl.
Very
hydrated.
She's a big girl. She is a beautiful princess.
All right. Just mix the formula,
I'm mixing
lady.
Mixing it.
Okay.
Okay. You have to shake it vigorously.
I mean, you can shake it as long as you want, as long as you need to make it enticing for you to drink it.
Because
I am not putting that to my lips.
I'm just picturing the person in the gym doing that with the exact same bottle.
Christian, you're going to drink some of this?
No. God.
She has two cups over there.
No. Yes, you are.
What?
Were you not in the meeting?
You're right.
Fine.
Okay. Really are we excited. Taking it as a shot or are we sipping it here?
I can't believe you're really going to drink that, man.
But why is he exempt?
But here's the thing.
Because I refused from moment one.
Oh, my God. Don't smell it. Okay, smell it.
No, I'm not going to smell it.
It smells like cat food.
Describe it.
Seriously.
Describe it, Anna. If I don't believe it's cat food.
Sour milk.
I don't want to do this. Why do I have to do this?
But this is what I mean. This is so obnoxious. I feed my baby this all day and I can't taste it. What is wrong with me?
Okay. All right, here we go.
Here we go. Oh, it's sweet.
Yeah, it's actually not bad.
No. Yeah, no, it kind of tastes like milk, sweet milk. Yeah, no, it's all right. Mm. It's good.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I finished it. It's actually not bad.
Would you like more?
I mean, he shot it down? What is that? Your reviews say better than 3 stars is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, no, pretty
cool.
Good.
This is actually,
you guys
this
are actually toasting now from across the way and filling up each other's cups.
Yeah. No,
those are not
good.
Solo cups,
now,
guys.
The formula even though it smells gross, guys, it's fine. It's totally fine.
Just don't smell it.
It's great.
Yeah. Well, go get some after
you want some?
No.
No.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband this past week. What's up, girl?
I'm stressed out. One of my best friends is getting married tomorrow, and I have nothing to wear.
Oh, it's not like you to wait till the last minute. You usually have, like, plans and dresses and things ready to go.
I have 4 of them, and I don't like any of them.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There is multiple dresses that have been brought home for this instance here.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to try to go find another one today, or are you just going to suck it up and end up wearing one?
No, because one of them is just way too dressy. There's 2 I just don't like, and then 1 that just, you know, won't stay where it's supposed to.
Yep.
So I can't wear that. I'm going to have to go, and I knew this was going to happen.
I mean, you said that you cleared out every single dress in that mall that was even a possibility. You did say those words.
I did, but I'm going to have to try it again.
Well, I've done that. I have gone to Westfield Trumbull Mall, and I have truly visited every dress store and tried on every dress and walked out of there empty-handed. It's happened to me.
That's what I did. No, I I mean, there was one that was a possibility that I was like, I don't want to wear black again because I always wear black. Looks like I'm probably wearing that black dress.
I'm terrified to go home. That's what all of this means to me.
Why don't you just wear the dressy one? It's your best friend. You can be overdressed.
No, it's too dressy.
That's
so
a bad feeling. Like, I get it. I hate that. I hate when I have a big event to go to and I'm not comfortable in the clothes that I'm wearing. It's such an awful feeling.
It's the worst, and the guys just don't understand it.
Right, no, because you just put on the same pair of pants, shirt, and tie, and they're out the door. My husband has had the same 6 go-to ties since we got married 15 years ago.
Listen, I've tried to change my shirts and outfits recently for formal events. You know what my wife says?
What?
Where's your black shirt? Get your black shirt. She wants me in the uniform.
That's not true. I like you in those new shirts, but see, this, you have to wear a suit. So this is what she's saying. You put on one of your 3 suits and you wear one of your 5 ties. Like, it's so easy for you guys.
Right.
Sure.
You look really good in that suit, bro. Thanks, man. I looked really good at my dad's funeral in court, too.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of the same thing.
Right. Appreciate all of it.
And you got an extra dog, right? Aren't you dog sitting, too?
I am. And we're waiting for the mailman to re-deliver a certified letter, so I can't go work out and I can't get in the shower, or I'm going to miss him ringing the doorbell, and it's going to be a problem. So I'm just super cranky today.
I mean, that guy could show up at any time. You know the mailman.
Right.
He operates on his own clock. He might not be there till 4:30.
Okay. So are you giving me permission to work out and take a shower?
I mean,
does it matter if I miss the doorbell?
I mean, I want that check. It's a large check. Just keep an ear out. What can I tell you?
I'm going to hop out of the shower soaking wet and go sign for this. Okay.
Well, teach one of the dogs to use penmanship. I don't know.
Let's talk about Barkley's 5th birthday. You had the big birthday party for him.
We did, and he actually had a friend over this time because, you know, I'm dog sitting. So the first time he had a friend at his birthday party because, you know, last time my husband let the dog run away.
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, one of the friends was supposed to come over for his party, and then the dog was really fast, so that dog got away from me. So it was a good 40 minutes chasing that dog. That dog hasn't been over since.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You invited a doggy over for your dog Barkley's birthday party when they brought the dog over and then you lost it.
Yes. Thank you. I got the dog. I got the dog back. It took like 40 to 45 minutes, okay? Dog's never been over to visit since.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah. He never came back.
So how's Raven been behaving as a husband? It sounds like pure chaos, but is he at least supportive and being great?
Kind of. I mean, you'd think he knows I'm so stressed. Like, he's like, do his stuff properly around the house. It took him a week to put the Band-Aids and the back trace and back in the cabinet. I don't understand. I don't get it.
It took 4 of those days for my hand to heal, so I was reapplying.
So when we're using, we just leave it out wherever we want to because we're going to use it again the next day. We don't put it back where it goes.
I mean, savages.
It's hardly wherever we want when it's next to the medicine cabinet, which is where I put the Band-Aids on.
Chaos.
Listen, I use the pots and pans to cook every night, so for now on, I'm just going to leave them out since I use them every day. I'm going to leave them all over
that's
the counter.
The sink.
I'm going to leave all...
It's called the sink.
Okay. Well, on that note, Alicia, what kind of grade do you want to give your husband this week?
He's getting C, Anna.
C. C's average.
Whatever it takes to get through this dress fiasco, I'm with it.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Lucy and Sean joining us together this morning. Lucy, let's start with you. What's going on?
Sean and I are divorced. We've been divorced for like 6 years. We have a son, John, and Sean has been paying John's cell phone like this entire time, like since we've been divorced, which has been great. John just turned 18, and Sean's saying he doesn't want to pay anymore. He's like saying it's too much. It's like $120 a month. I'm freaked out. I can't pay. I can't afford it. He's about to go to college, and I feel like God only knows what he's going to get into when he goes to college. He needs a cell phone, and I think that Sean should still be the one paying for it.
I mean, he's 18. Get out there. Why isn't this kid paying my mortgage? Get to work, Johnny. Time to pay back. Right, Sean?
That's exactly the way I mean, I don't think that a cell phone is a necessity when you're college. It's a luxury. If he wants one, he can go out and get a job and he can pay for it himself.
I kind of disagree, actually. I was being facetious. I think that, you know, in high school it would have been a luxury, but when he's off at college, anything could happen.
Can't you get him a more basic... I you know what? I shouldn't even be the one to say that because I can't figure out my own bill and how to get it lower. So I guess 120, you can't bring that down somehow? Is it part of the family plan? Like, what's the deal?
You know, they got to have a smartphone and they got to have unlimited data. He's watching Netflix on there. Kids.
As far as he needs to have a cell phone to call someone, he can have the most basic cell phone out.
Right. You want to get him a Medicaid phone, except he's 18.
Why not?
He needs a smartphone, though. Like, he's going to use that, I'm sure, for, like, homework and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
too.
To make him smarter.
To be able to go
right.
there.
Right. The phone will definitely make him smarter in college.
How do you go to college? I mean, how do you do anything without a phone anymore once you're an adult?
It's
Let's
true.
Be honest.
It's like, true. You know how you do that, though, is you get a job.
Right. But if he's going to school and he's going to be a freshman, here's what we do. We ask our audience what they think. Lucy, I know in your email you said you want him to pay for one more year while you figure it out. So, Sean, if the audience agrees with Lucy, then you're going to continue paying one more year for his cell phone bill. But they may see your side too, Sean. He's 18. He's an adult now, and you don't have to pay for it anymore, and you don't want to, and that's the end of it. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
What happens yes. after 1 year turns into two, turns into his whole college career, 4 years, but he's paying for it till the kid's 22?
No, you just look him dead in the face, and you tell him you don't love him anymore after next year. That's what
not
you do.
Nice. Or you can come back on the show.
My kid's 22 and has a full beard. You know who's paying the cell phone? You just sit back and watch the votes come in, pal. I'm sorry. You made it personal there for a minute. I'm sorry. I lost my neutrality.
All right.
Do you guys both agree to listen to what the audience has to say?
Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Honda of Westport Couples Court. Lucy and Sean, they were divorced for the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. And now their son, John, is 18 years old. He's headed off to college. And Sean says, I don't want to pay his phone bill. It's $120 a month. I don't legally have to anymore.
Right.
Mom is like, he's going to college. You have to pay his phone bill. Like, I can't afford it, and he needs it.
Well, you know how different the perspective is, right, from their son's perspective. I'm going to be 18. I'm going to be an adult. I'm going to do all these things on my own, you know, that kind of thing. And from dad's perspective, he's going to pay his own bills.
How's
reality
he gonna pay his
is not much is changing.
Right. What do you think? Should he continue for at least one more year to pick up that tab while his son starts college? Or is he right? Forget it. 1-800-330-9999. Tiana and Raven.
I'm on the wife's side because there are 1,000 phone plans out there. Find something that fits the budget. And the kid is going to have to learn to use that phone for necessities, not for gaming. He's going to school. He's an adult, yes, but he's still, his first priority is college. Get him a phone, suck it up, pay the bill.
Wow, that was pretty much laid out.
Yeah, that was powerful.
Suck it out.
It was powerful.
She really, yep.
Right.
All right.
I mean, her stern advice is really going to keep him from doing whatever he wants on his phone at college.
All right, whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999.
I can't crunch these candies. Mom said it's bad for me.
Your son turns 18 years old and he's going off to college. Only problem is your ex-husband doesn't want to pay his phone bill anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. All right, so Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. Lucy says Sean is just being cheap and he should pay up for it. She can't afford it. He's been paying it all these years. He says, no, he's 18 now. I don't have to, and I'm not going to. He could figure out how to get by without a phone in college.
Well, let's not make him a villain. Again, he's been paying it for 6 years. It's not like it was part of some formal agreement. He's just been doing it because he thought it was the right thing to do.
Right.
Now he doesn't want to do it anymore. When you see that going on for a lot of time, it's not like cell phone bills went down over the last 6 years either. So now
nice,
I'm
going
to be a little bit upset about it. Right. But, you know, at the same time, you got to be practical. Your kid's going off to college, man. It's the one time that you're not going to be there to watch, you know, even from a distance. So if they need you, right?
Yeah. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the mom's side. There are so many alerts that go out on college campuses, and you can use the app to see where they are and how fast they're driving. Definitely, you need to be in contact with them.
For stalking reasons, I 100% am on board with you.
I think that in an emergency, there's no item that you would not pay the cost for to be able to communicate with your child, right?
I agree.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one.
And I'm not being facetious. Like, I want to know where they are at all times.
Right.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning. I am absolutely on the mother's side. I think dad should pay another year for sure.
I feel like a lot of women are calling in and they'll be like, listen, dude, you got to pay up.
I think that son should commit to 1 year of mowing the lawn because he hasn't come over and told his dad he loves him in a long, long time.
Yeah, he's going away to college. You think he's got time now to mow the lawn? He's not doing that. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. Anybody who has kids knows that 18 may be legally an adult, but they're not an adult. And this boy's going to school. It's not like he's hanging out. He's going to need that phone. These kids do their homework on their phones now.
It's true.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lucy, our audience agreed with you. Sean, you got to be a parent here and you got to help out. He's going away to college. He should have a phone. He doesn't have a job. You know, keep ponying up that cash and it's your kid.
I mean, it's not like he's going into engineering or something. He totally could have had a part-time job, but all right. You know, it is what it is.
Engineers don't have, yes. Can't have part-time jobs.
Nope.
All right.
Nope. Engineers are the smartest. Remember, your dad probably wanted you to be an engineer, too. Everybody thought their kid should be an engineer or an architect.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
Just saying, when he's going for his English degree or whatever that is he's going for, undeclared, I don't think he needs quite that much. You know,
you're wrong, but it'll be art history. All right, come on.
All right, if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
That's how I got so strong. Giant's milk.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Jessica, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jessica.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, I love your excitement. Let's go. Here's how it works. Raven is walking out into the hall. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Sounds good.
Number 1, 90210 is back. What's the name of the diner on the show?
Peach Pit.
Number 2, Nicolas Cage insists that he convinced Johnny Depp to be an actor during a game of Monopoly. In the original Monopoly, how much do you collect when you pass go?
$200.
Number 3, Kylie Jenner is paying over $1.3 million to charter a yacht for 1 week in Italy. Who is her rapper boyfriend?
Travis Scott.
Number 4, Dora and the Lost City of Gold out now. Swiper, no swiping. What kind of animal is Swiper?
A monkey.
Number 5, the Jonas Brothers have all their wives on tour with them right now. What are the first names of the 3 Jonas Brothers?
Nick,
oh
God, I only know one, Nick.
All right, I'll bring Raven back in. Let me wave him in.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Jessica got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. See how I do.
Okay. Number 1, 90210 is back. What's the name of the diner on the show?
It's easy, the Peach Pit.
That's right. Jessica's still leading you 3-1. Number 2, Nicolas Cage insists that he convinced Johnny Depp to be an actor during a game of Monopoly. In the original Monopoly game, how much do you collect when you pass go?
$200.
You know the new one? You collect 1,000? I guess it's like inflation.
Is that true?
Yeah, like Monopoly Empire or something.
I have it on that's just bigger then. I have it on video game. It's still $200, but maybe I haven't done the latest update.
Number 3, Kylie Jenner is paying over $1.3 million to charter a yacht for 1 week in Italy. Who is her rapper boyfriend?
Well, I've seen it that she's back on with, let me get my sisters right. Travis Scott.
Travis Scott is correct.
Right. I saw the other one was hanging out with ASAP Rocky.
Kendall.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are tied at
3.
Well,
that's good because I always like them to get. No, I have no interest.
You have no care. You don't care. Right. Yeah. Number 4, Dora and the Lost City of Gold is out now. Swiper, no swiping. What kind of animal is Swiper?
Swiper is a fox.
Swiper is a fox. I didn't think you would know that.
Yes. No, Swiper is a fox.
All right. Jessica, Raven has beat you already. 4-3. Number 5, the Jonas Brothers have all their wives on tour with them. What are the first names of all 3 Jonas Brothers?
Oh, gosh. You just gave me this the other day. We were just having this discussion the other day. Nick, Joe, and Kevin.
That's right.
Wow. Look at me, 5 for 5 on a Friday.
I'm sorry, Jessica. He beat you 5-3.
Oh, that's okay. I'm Jessica from Bridgeport, and I cannot beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for trying. We appreciate it.
Hey, better luck next time.
Thank you.
All right, make sure you're sitting at the cheat sheet 5:30 this afternoon, and Kevin Begley will give you the first 2 answers to Monday's 5 pop culture questions.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's It's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
She's a travel writer. And let me get this right. Nobody cared about your Connecticut articles, and that's why you started this blog?
That's right. I started this blog in 2009 because I was pitching Connecticut stories and nobody cared. So I had to get them out there somehow.
That's so funny. It's Jonna Kaplan. She's from thesizeofconnecticut.com. And that's what she does. She writes about all the places in Connecticut you should be visiting that you're probably not. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We want to know the five must-see Connecticut destinations you've probably never even heard of.
Right, and we actually live here. So, I mean, you were telling everybody in the world about destinations that were here, and nobody wanted those outside of this place. These are destinations that have slipped right under our radar with people living here.
Right, and that's really common in Connecticut because we're so regionalized. We know about what's in our town, and we have no clue what's, like, three towns over.
So what would you say is one of those destinations?
The first one is something I recently wrote about, Old Newgate Prison and Copper Mine in East Granby. So this is the oldest copper mine in North America. It's the oldest prison in Connecticut. It is a state museum now, and it's this crazy ancient ruin-looking thing. These old prison cells, they do tours down into the mine shaft where the prisoners were locked up and forced to do manual labor. It started in 1707, and it was known even then for being pretty gruesome and inhumane. It's also known for being the site of lots of escapes and escape attempts. And then it has this whole second life as a wacky tourist destination starting in the 1870s.
I mean, that's so cool. Like, I would think Halloween Haunted, like, you've got to go there.
I feel like this is the next Stephen King novel.
Well, if this was in any other state, the state would be hyping it up a lot, but Connecticut doesn't do that. So this is the kind of thing that you only know about if you live in East Granby and you drive by it all the time and you see this huge crumbling perimeter wall. But if not, you know, it's worth the trip up there. It's unique. There's really nothing else like it in the state.
Is there any rumors of it being haunted?
I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
But if it was gruesome at one point or another. I mean, it's a mine shaft in a prison, Anna.
Well, and it's also home to many species of bat. So there's the added...
Okay, you said that I immediately got, like, all the eebie-jeebies all over me.
It's sort of geared to kids, too. I mean, it sounds kind of gruesome, but it's one for all ages.
Jonna Kaplan from The Size of Connecticut. She's a travel writer telling us the five places that you don't know exist in Connecticut, but you should.
Next place is Grass Island in Guilford. And if you've heard of this one and you're not from Guilford, it's probably because you've seen a picture of this iconic red house that's the only building on this whole island. It's a natural, unspoiled, beautiful beach. Not technically an island. You can walk there. I mean, there's bird watching and fishing, but I just like it for walking, photography. It's in an area of really built up beaches. This is one that is uncrowded. It feels like a hidden spot.
That's like a fun destination for a family day where you're like, we're going to go somewhere that nobody else is going to be.
Or it's a private picnic with the lady.
Number three, I have to plug my own city here. Downtown New London, Connecticut has New England's largest mural walk. Its official name is Wall to Wall. So if you Google Wall to Wall New London Mural Walk, you can get this downloadable map if you want to walk around and check off every mural. You don't need the map, though, because downtown New London is really small. It's walkable, and they're just full of murals, like murals on almost every wall. The most famous is the Wyland Whale, you know, those big whale murals you can see all over the country. Portraits of artists, portraits of regular people. There's some abstract stuff and some classical looking stuff and some that's just weird sculptures and random public art around, as well as galleries. So if you are an art lover and if you've only been to New London to get on the ferry and get out of the state, then this is a good place to walk around.
It's like an Instagram kind of walk too, because that's like the new thing. You go take pictures of all these murals and you post them on Instagram.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it really on Instagram. You could be groundbreaking on Instagram if you take your picture in front of the New London murals.
Get to work, Anna Zapp.
That's what I'm going to do this weekend. All right, we're going to have more with Jonna Kaplan finding out the last two places in Connecticut you've never heard of, but you should definitely visit, coming up next right here on Star. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the five must-see Connecticut destinations that you've never heard of. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. She's a travel writer, but when she started pitching her stories for Connecticut, nobody cared.
Right.
It's so sad.
Nobody wanted to hear it. So now we're getting the best secrets that even us, people here in the state, do care about but didn't even know existed.
Jonna Kaplan from thesizeofconnecticut.com joining us. So let's recap quickly the first three destinations that we talked about earlier.
Okay, number one, Old Newgate Prison and Copper Mine in East Granby.
Spooky and cool.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Number two, Grass Island in Guilford.
That's where the iconic red house is, which is public beach, but people don't know about it. But it's like being on another planet, but a cool another beach planet.
Secluded and romantic.
That's it.
Great. Number three is the downtown New London Mural Walk.
And artsy then, and hipster-like.
Yeah. And you can take pictures and post it on Instagram and be really cool and trendy.
Okay, number four is actually located close to the studio where we are right now. It's the Booth Memorial Park and Museum in Stratford. It's basically a collection of weird, unusual buildings. These two brothers started collecting on their property in the early 1900s. So there's like a 1908 trolley station. There's a 44-sided blacksmith shop, a windmill. There's an old train station. They've got one of the old toll booths from the Parkway, and just all kinds of crazy old buildings. And it's all on this beautiful 32-acre property. There's a garden, and it's over the Housatonic on a hill. That is also owned by the town of Stratford.
But that's like right here.
I remember seeing this in a magazine and thinking to myself that I could live on that one piece of property and almost have a pretty full life. There's a whole bunch of different things going on there.
You could live in a different crazy building every day.
Right.
There's a snack shack.
It's like Westworld, but it's in Stratford and no robots.
That's cool. So what do? You just go and you just take a look, and is there information about all these things?
Yeah, there's information. You go walk around. There's one of them, I think it's the old barn that has a clock tower stuck on the top. That's a museum, and there's lots of weird, wacky stuff in there to see. But you can also just wander the grounds because it's pretty large, and you can just go and hang out in this big, pretty weird park.
If you time it out perfectly and you're next to the clock tower when it gets struck by lightning, pretty sure you travel in time, too.
Nice.
Right.
Jonna Kaplan from The Size of Connecticut. She's a travel writer telling us the five places that you don't know exist in Connecticut, but you should.
Okay, number five is a road trip, my favorite thing to do. I think a lot of people don't know that Route 169, which runs from Lisbon to Woodstock, is a national scenic byway. There's only two of these in Connecticut, and the other one is the Merritt, which is pretty, but it's not exactly a relaxing driving experience.
That's true.
I hit a deer and it exploded against my car, and it was not relaxing.
No, it's pure fear and drama on the Merritt. But Route 169 is about 30 miles long. It's this quiet, winding, two-lane road. You can do it in an hour if you just want to look, but you can also take a weekend and stop. There's old houses, old cemeteries and churches. It goes through countryside. There's farms and farm stands, you know, antique stores. You can easily take a detour to a state park. You can camp. You can stay in an inn. There's lots of restaurants. Just something for everyone. It's so good if you're in a group. Just a really relaxing, easy thing. And like everything else I mentioned, except for Old Newgate Prison, it's free.
Free is the best.
Well, chances are I'm paying for it somewhere else.
Well, that's the point, right? Everyone complains about their taxes. So get out and take advantage of what the taxes are paying for, because we have a lot of cool stuff to do.
Right. Exactly. Free.
Get some.
Jonna, if people want to find you, you have Instagram, Size of CT.
Yes, thesizeofconnecticut.com is the website, and I'm at thesizeofct on Instagram and Twitter.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.